two giants of comedy died this weekend, Dick Gregory and Jerry Lewis. Both were funny, and that's about where the similarities end. Lewis was orchestrated goofiness. Gregory was more cerebral satire. NPR's Elizabeth Blair looks at how their comedic legacies intersect.
They were from opposite worlds. Dick Gregory, an African-American from St. Louis with an understated delivery who also fought for civil rights. Jerry Lewis was a Jew from New York, a clown rooted in the Borscht Belt. One used humor to fight injustice. The other used it to get laughs.
Geronimo! Was that too loud?
Dick Gregory's style was quieter and more reflective. He could joke about memories that had to have been painful.
I never will forget 1951. They integrated the swimming pools, and all our parents made us get out there, whether you could swim or not. Just go. Get with them. Go. Told my people, damn it, you want to be with them people? You go. They'll get me out there in all that water. And I know they don't like me anyway. And I can't swim.
Gregory had audiences in stitches while talking about serious issues like integration. Jerry Lewis was all wild silliness, so you might not think there were comedians out there influenced by both of them.
There's a craft to it that you admire, and, you know, the craft of a joke.
Lewis Black is a comedian known for biting political commentary that's delivered with lots of hand gestures and eye rolling. To develop his style, he watched lots of comedians, including Jerry Lewis and Dick Gregory. Here's Black ranting about the weather.
I'm going to tell you something. When you're lying in bed and you hear thunder outside, and you get up and there's snow with lightning behind it, that is completely insane!
But I'm yelling about it as if it's, you know, that the universe is going to collapse because of it. That's kind of, it has to come from Jerry Lewis's type of comedy, of realizing you think you've gone far, you can go further.
But Black says that same routine also takes something from Dick Gregory, that a joke is not just a joke.
It's deeper than that. There's more to it than that. There's something else further.
I realized that the environment in this country was totally out of control.
Lewis Black believes overall he's more in the Dick Gregory camp of comedy. Gregory is credited with making it okay to joke about serious issues like race.
I mean, if it wasn't for Dick Gregory, you don't get Dave Chappelle, you don't get Chris Rock, Richard Pryor, you don't get Bill Cosby.
Keith and Kenny Lucas are identical twins, African-American comedians who perform as a duo.
We've been unemployed, and you run out of things to do in unemployment, right? Like, we watch Deion Sanders hip-hop videos. That's what we do. And it's pretty bizarre.
That's right.
It's called Must Be the Money.
Yeah.
And Deion was dropping some crazy lines.
They say that while Dick Gregory paved the way for Black comedians, their style is more in the Jerry Lewis camp. Specifically, Lewis and his comedy partner, Dean Martin.
When we were coming up as comedians, we always sort of looked at which two-man act would have, like, an impact on us. And they were just fundamental. I mean, just their banter, their timing.
Well, they were able to strip the two-man act away from just, like, I mean, obviously Jerry Lewis was very silly, but the fact that it was their banter and their back and forth that sort of made the comedy is something that influenced us deeply.
Here's Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis in the movie Sailor Beware.
Well, who was your toughest fight? The toughest with Gene Tierney. That was the toughest fight. I mean, Gene Tunney. You fight who you are, I fight who I want.
When Lewis Black learned the news that these two giants of comedy had died, he tweeted, first Dick Gregory and then Jerry Lewis, the yin and the yang of comedy. I guess after this week, even God was desperate for a laugh. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.